This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Kyle, this is serious.
I can tell by the look on your face.
We've come together to talk about holiday depression.
Okay.
And how to cure it. Because if you need a good laugh right about now, boy, have I got some deals for you. If you see all four of these things, you won't stop grinning until spring break 2011.
Okay. All right.
The first one is Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some.
Theater Squared's latest production.
And you hosted the Talk Before preview.
Right. At the Fayetteville Public Library last week.
Have you seen rehearsal?
I have not, but I'm going to opening night tonight.
Every Christmas Story Ever Told sounds all warm and cuddly. And it's got Rudolph, and it's got It's a Wonderful Life, and the Grinch, and the Snowman, and Charlie Brown. But what director Morgan Hicks calls a stew of amazing Christmasness has a little bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
There are things going on in Santa's workshop that good boys and girls shouldn't necessarily know about.
Okay.
And I expect that while you're laughing, you'll also be shaking your head a lot of the time. It opens tonight, as you said, and it sounds and looks and feels a lot like the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged that was such a hit. Here's the plot. Three actors are supposed to do a Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Jim Gose's character, is very serious about it. The other two, Jordan Haynes and Sean Philip Mabry, hijack it out from under them. And before Marley's even cold, it's a totally different play. The Los Angeles Times called it a winking assault on virtually every secular seasonal classic since Charles Dickens and brashly enjoyable.
And it opens tonight and runs through the 26th.
It does. And tickets are $10 if you happen to be one of the first 30 under 30 who show up. Otherwise, they're $22 to $24, and you can call 571-2728. Now, while you're shaking your head and laughing, just go on over to the York Ballroom for Mark Landon Smith's I'm Dreaming of a DuPont Christmas.
Last time DuPont's going to be on stage here for a while.
Yeah. As Julie Gable said, Pearl is getting stretch marks.
Pearl being the matriarch of DuPont, Mississippi.
But before Pearl goes on a little hiatus, there are a lot of crises going on in DuPont. Cletus Locke, the pastor of the First United Congregational Shepherd of the Flock Baptistical Church,
mm-hmm.
is getting a divorce.
Uh-oh.
Pearl's nephew, J.D., who's played by Jason Sewell, has come to visit for Christmas, but too bad he broke out of the state pen to do it. LaDonna, who thinks she's Hispanic, Patty Coolish, and her husband are trying to have a baby, but he's spending too much time at the Shake and Bacon Gentleman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Joetta Ferguson, who is Joan L. Lipscomb, has decided to find a husband, and she's taken up with a man she met at imdesperateyouldo.com. He calls her his cougar, and she thinks it's cute.
Uh-huh.
And Martricia, Jules Taylor, has finally found her true love beyond, of course, running the Curl Up and Dye Beauty Salon. You will laugh and shake your head. You will laugh a lot and shake your head. You only get four chances to do this.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct. 7:30, UARC Ballroom on Dixon Street. Apparently, people are calling for reservations like hotcakes, so you should call 571-4879 and get your tickets. Don't just walk up. $12. We talked about A Tune of Christmas last week.
Right, in Rogers.
Ed McClure and Mike Maloney. 22 colorful characters from the fictional Tune of Texas. I will tell you that the last 30 seconds of the show might just be the funniest. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, tickets are $11 to $16.
Okay.
631-8988. And of course, there's also Second City's Dysfunctional Holiday Review.
A couple of chances to see that tomorrow.
6 and 9 on Saturday at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $23. If that won't keep you happy through Christmas, I give up and I'm going to retire with Pearl. Now, if you're feeling more musical,
plenty of opportunities this weekend.
The King Singers.
Tomorrow night? Tonight at Walton Arts Center.
At the Walton Arts Center. They are described as the suave, quintessentially English answer to the barbershop tradition.
A cappella.
Six of them.
Right.
Talk to a really funny bass named Christopher Gabitas, who talked about all the pranks they play backstage and things like being in this beautiful church. And part they're doing a call and answer, so part of them are off stage, except the answer doesn't happen because a giant cockroach has flown out of one of the cabinets and all of them have dropped their music. So when you're listening to this beautiful music, there's more to it than meets the eye. Tickets start at $25, 443-5600. The ACO Youth Choirs and Chorale are in concert at 7:30 Saturday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Beautiful voices, $10.
One night.
The Ozarks Chorale's annual Christmas concert is at the Auditorium in Eureka Springs at 7:30 Saturday. $10. A musical holiday concert with friends featuring the Arkansas Winds and the Ozark Mountains British Brass Band. 3 o'clock Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $12. And Ozark Bronze, which is a handbell choir, is playing free at 3 o'clock Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library, and they will play with the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective in a concert at 7:30 December 18th at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville.
Right.
If that's not enough to keep you busy, come by my house and wrap some presents.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.